A Sketch of the Christian Experience and Views of Ellen G. White. The Open and Shut Door. Sabbath, March 24, 1849. We had a sweet and very interesting meeting with the brethren at Topsham, Maine. The Holy Ghost was poured out upon us, and I was taken off in the Spirit to the city of the living God. Then I was shown that the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ relating to the shut door could not be separated, and that the time for the commandments of God to shine out, with all their importance, and for God's people to be tried on the Sabbath truth, was when the door was opened in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary, where the ark is, containing the Ten Commandments. This door was not opened until the mediation of Jesus was finished in the holy place of the sanctuary in 1844. Then Jesus rose up and shut the door in the holy place, and opened the door in the most holy, and passed within the second veil, where he now stands by the ark, and where the faith of Israel now reaches. I saw that Jesus had shut the door in the holy place, and no man can open it, and that he had opened the door in the most holy, and no man can shut it. Revelation 3, verse 7, 8. And that since Jesus has opened the door in the most holy place, which contains the ark, the commandments have been shining out to God's people, and they are being tested on the Sabbath question. I saw that the present test on the Sabbath could not come until the mediation of Jesus in the holy place was finished, and he had passed within the second veil. Therefore, Christians who fell asleep before the door was opened in the most holy, when the midnight cry was finished, at the seventh month, 1844, and had not kept the true Sabbath, now rest in hope, for they had not the light and the test on the Sabbath, which we now have since that door was opened. I saw that Satan was tempting some of God's people on this point, because so many good Christians have fallen asleep in the triumphs of faith and have not kept the true Sabbath, they were doubting about it being a test for us now. The enemies of the present truth have been trying to open the door of the holy place that Jesus has shut, and to close the door of the most holy place, which he opened in 1844, where the ark is, containing the two tables of stone, on which are written the Ten Commandments, by the finger of Jehovah. Satan is now using every device in this sealing time to keep the minds of God's people from the present truth, and to cause them to waver. I saw a covering that God was drawing over his people to protect them in the time of trouble, and every soul that was decided on the truth and was pure in heart was to be covered with the covering of Almighty God. Satan knew this and was at work in mighty power to keep the minds of as many as he possibly could unsettled and wavering on the truth. I saw that the mysterious knocking in New York and other places was the power of Satan, and that such things would be more and more common, clothed in a religious garb, to lull the deceived to more security, and to draw the minds of God's people, if possible, to those things and cause them to doubt the teachings and power of the Holy Ghost. I saw that Satan was working through agents in a number of ways. He was at work through ministers who have rejected the truth and are given over to strong delusions to believe a lie that they might be damned. While they were preaching or praying, some would fall prostrate and helpless, not by the power of the Holy Ghost, but by the power of Satan breathed upon these agents and through them to the people. Some professed Adventists who had rejected the present truth, while preaching, praying, or in conversation, used mesmerism to gain adherence, and the people would rejoice in this influence, for they thought it was the Holy Ghost. And even some that used it were so far in the darkness and deception of the devil that they thought it was the power of God given them to exercise. They had made God altogether such an one as themselves, and had valued his power as a thing of naught. Some of these agents of Satan were affecting the bodies of some of the saints, those that they could not deceive and draw away from the truth by a satanic influence. Oh, that all could get a view of it as God revealed it to me, that they might know more of the wiles of Satan and be on their guard. I saw that Satan was at work in these ways to distract, deceive, and draw away God's people, just now in this sealing time. I saw some who were not standing stiffly for present truth. Their knees were trembling, and their feet were sliding, because they were not firmly planted on the truth, and the covering of Almighty God could not be drawn over them while while they were thus trembling. Satan was trying his every art to hold them where they were, until the ceiling was passed, and the covering drawn over God's people, and they left out, without a shelter from the burning wrath of God, in the seven last plagues. God has begun to draw this covering over his people, and it will soon be drawn over all who are to have a shelter in the day of slaughter. God will work in power for his people, and Satan will be permitted to work also. I saw that the mysterious signs and wonders and false reformations would increase and spread. The reformations that were shown me were not reformations from error to truth. My accompanying angel bade me look for the travail of soul for sinners as used to be. I looked, but could not see it, for the time for their salvation is past.